We are fast approaching early voting across the United States. What is the overall message of the Democratic and Republican Party?
Global climate change treaty, should the U.S. adhere to it?
Yes. Tom Friedman has something called the Trump Doctrine. He says, it goes something like this. Barack made it, built it. Trump broke it. You fix it.
We already have rules and regulations in place. We need to enforce it. I do know the EPA under Barack Obama, President Obama, there were 56 regulations put forward. And I want people to understand what that number means. 56 in 8 years. Under Clinton and Bush, totality, there were 5. They were rolling these regulations out like never before. At the same time, the quality of our environment decreased. Why? Because they were not focused on the enforcement and the results, just rolling out regulations.
Congressman O'Rourke is not able to work with President Trump, and indeed, Congressman O'Rourke is the only Democratic Senate nominee in the country who has explicitly come out for impeaching President Trump. That is extreme, and it means if Congressman O'Rourke has his way, you know, he mentioned a shutdown. You want to talk about a shutdown with Congressman O'Rourke leading the way, 2 years of a partisan circus shutting down the federal government in a witch hunt on the president. That's not good for the state of Texas. It's not good for our country.
If you have this special relationship with President Trump, then where is the result of that?
Congressman O'Rourke just asked an interesting question. He said, where are the results? Congressman O'Rourke and I were both elected to Congress on the same day 6 years ago, November of 2012. We've served exactly the same length of time in Congress. In those 6 years, I have authored and passed 34 separate pieces of legislation, major victories for the American people. But he asked, where are the results? I'll point to one front and center, which is the historic tax cut that I spent thousands of hours bringing senators together, getting passed. And he said, where are the results? The state of Texas is booming. We've got right now the lowest unemployment in 49 years.
So you're proud of the way President Trump has behaved in
I am proud that he has gone to the White House and he is leading our country in the right direction. I am proud to be working with him to provide more opportunities and to make sure we keep our country safe. He didn't need to be doing this. I've gotten to know him over the last year and a half, and he loves America, and he is fighting for Americans every single day, and I'm going to keep working with him to provide more opportunities for all of us.
Ted, I think this is an area where we do have a difference of opinion. I believe Arizonans deserve a senator who just calls the balls and the strikes and doesn't just always agree with their party leaders.
Well, we were in harm's way. She was protesting our troops in a pink tutu. And in 2003, while she was on the radio, you said it was okay for Americans to join the Taliban to fight
all
against
right,
us. You said you had no problem
We're
with
running
that.
Out of time,
Here's
but we thing. Have to let you respond to that.
I want to ask
to
right
that.
Now whether
Please.
You're going to apologize to the veterans and but me for saying it's okay
Please.
To commit treason.
We are running
Kirsten.
Out of time, so we got to get a response.
Well, we need a response because she owes us an apology.
Please.
Well, Martha has chosen to run a campaign like the one you're seeing right now.
So my question is, do you support what President Trump says or what his Justice Department does? Kim Schreier?
Well, I think we should always look at the actions more than we look at the words. And I don't trust that this president will follow through and protect people with pre-existing conditions because he has run and his party has run for years now on repealing the Affordable Care Act, which would take away those very protections for people like me with type 1 diabetes.
I've been very clear all along that we have to do something about pre-existing conditions, even if it's a subsidized high-risk pool, because it could bankrupt a family. I have pre-existing conditions in my family. That's a real concern. But when Obamacare came in, the Affordable Care Act, I lost my health care for myself, my wife, and my 4 children. I ended up with a lousy plan that cost 2.5 times as much. My goal is to have as many health insurance companies chasing you around for your business as I can possibly get, so you can decide what's in your plan versus some bureaucrat or politician in D.C. deciding for you. That's freedom. That's what we need to have. We need to have competition in that system to get that done. You know, you want to talk about governing style. I have an opponent who comes from the resistance movement. You come from the resistance movement, you're telling the world that you're really not willing to work with anybody else unless they agree with you. My opponents marched in more protests, angry protests in Seattle than parades in the district. You know, I had my kickoff breakfast, campaign kickoff with Steve Largent, Seahawks, Steve Largent. I had 8 protesters out front. My opponent was one of the 8 protesters, put it up on Facebook, standing there with a nasty sign about me. Now, I worked across party lines. You cannot work across party lines.
Well, I'll just say this. Being the Dark Knight of Media is quite a thrill. But here we are, live at Infowars.com/show and pretty much banned everywhere else. I mean, let's really go down the list, shall we, once again? Oh, why should we do it? The mainstream media celebrates it now. 18 Twitter accounts suspended or banned by Jack Dorsey. He's having victory against fake news Alex Jones. No, he's having victory against free speech. And you have the social media giants saying, well, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that there's no election meddling taking place. Well, they're being honest with you, except they're leaving out the conclusion to that. They're going to make sure that no election meddling takes place, except from them. See, they're allowed to do whatever they want to meddle in elections. We're not allowed to even exist. And I have to tell you, in fact, you know, just because I almost don't believe it, I just want to double check this because the story went majorly viral on Breitbart. Headline, exclusive, Brad Parscale, big tech is meddling with free speech and elections. Wow, I think this is great. Met Brad Parscale yesterday, very nice guy. He said, yes, there's clearly a bias. He then said the Trump army during his speech yesterday. Where have I heard that before? That was right after, of course, Katrina Pearson said Hillary Clinton and Willie Nelson and Obama couldn't get this crowd right after I said that. But regardless, but let me just double check because I didn't even believe it the first time, but maybe it's true. Let me just look through this one more time. Okay, no mention of Alex Jones in this story. What about InfoWars? No. No mention. So it's amazing how this Brad Parscale piece in Breitbart doesn't mention Alex Jones or InfoWars. It's just amazing to me. Headline, big tech is meddling with free speech and elections. No mention of Alex Jones or InfoWars. Just amazing to me. I don't know who's in the media getting censored every day. I don't know who they're celebrating about getting censored in the halls of Congress, on the floors of these Senate committees. I don't know who they talk about whenever Facebook and Twitter and YouTube go in front of Congress. I don't know whose name gets mentioned when Project Veritas has undercover video about who they censor. I don't know. I don't know who it is. There's no name. There's no face. It doesn't exist. But then, who wins? Who gives them the blueprint to victory? Who gives them the mana to consume, to have the energy to win? That same nameless, faceless, unnamed person. And you know what we call that, ladies and gentlemen? We call that the Dark Knight. And that's why we are the Dark Knight. Trump won because of Trump, but no one had Trump's back except InfoWars. No other news organization except InfoWars. Oops, I said it. The Dark Knight. Now I'm just going to leave that right there. And I'm going to move on to some of the other big news stories, which I haven't even gone through my whole stack yet. Oh, this is nice. Vandals throw giant boulder through Republican Representative Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's office in California. That's nice. That's a nice story that just kind of just fluttered down onto my desk. Like a little more Democrat domestic terror. That's wonderful. Wow. That's really great. Oh, what's this one? What's this one that just floated around? Texas Democrat Party sends voter registration applicants to dead people. Oh, wow. This is just great. Just a stack of news about Democrats cheating. I just read the story. The big Brad Parscale exclusive Trump 2020 campaign manager. Big tech is meddling with free speech and elections. Wow. This is great. I love how all America loves free speech and freedom and the law and order, having a border. Oh, wait, what's that? Oh, second migrant caravan is heading for the U.S. following the first? Huh, who told you that? Well, I'm sorry. Somebody said that last week. I can't. No, you know what? Nobody did. Nope, nobody did. In fact, this is the first time anyone's ever reported it right here. Nobody told you there was going to be more migrant caravans. Nobody told you the numbers were going to continue to grow. Nobody said that. Finally, we learned today. Second migrant caravan is heading for the U.S. from the Daily Mail. Oh, if only somebody would have known that before. Maybe we could have stopped it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's right. It was the Dark Knight that told you that, wasn't it? It was the Dark Knight that told you that, wasn't it? Now, I'm going to tell you something else. As Van Jones reports for CNN says, it's much more likely that Trump is paying for migrant caravan than Soros. Van Jones is such, I mean, I got to give the guy credit. He is truly committed to his art of deception. I mean, he is truly committed to his art of propaganda. The guy is great at it. I'll give a guy props when he's great at what he does. This guy is one of the most skilled propagandists, and I've met him. He's actually a cool dude. But yeah, even though, you know, we have literally the records of the Soros donations and cuts of the checks to all these leftist groups, that then it shows that their funding is going to these groups that are organizing all these caravans and organizing all the groups that set up the lawyers to come in and defend them when they get here. Oh yeah, it's all paid for. It all always traces back to Soros. It's all on record. Everybody knows it. The president knows it. But Van Jones, it's much more likely Trump is paying for migrant caravan than Soros. Wow. It's amazing. That is amazing. As if Trump even has the time of day to organize something like that. But here's the big one. And I really think the only reason Van Jones said George Soros' name was because they knew that this was about to come. Police patrol George Soros buildings after explosive device found at his suburban home. So apparently some explosive is found in the mailbox of George Soros' home, which, by the way, it's funny because in this story, it talks about how Soros funds Black Lives Matter and the open society and everything, which they used to say that wasn't true. They used to say that was a conspiracy theory. Just like they say Soros isn't funding these migrant caravans. That's a conspiracy theory. Remember when they told you that about Black Lives Matter? Remember when they told you that about everything else? And we reported it first, the Dark Knight. But we don't get the credit ever. But now the police patrolled George Soros buildings after explosive device found in his suburban home. Now, let me do my best Van Jones impersonation here. I think it's much more likely that, let's just say, somebody affiliated with George Soros put that explosive there than somebody affiliated with Trump. How about I just put it that way? It's much more likely someone associated with George Soros planted that explosive device in his mailbox than somebody associated with Donald Trump. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I think it does. And I think it's awfully convenient for George Soros and for the media to now have police patrolling Soros buildings. As if George Soros is Donald Trump now, where he actually gets real threats every day. Most of them we never even see, except for the warnings they show you on television. This is now what we're dealing with, 2 weeks away from the most important midterm elections in this country's history. And who told you the left would get ready to stage violence? Who told you they would get violent? Who told you they'd bring in hordes of illegal immigrants to vote? And we now have all of it on record, and the Dark Knight stands totally ignored.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Arlington, Texas, the InfoWars World Headquarters. Owen Schroyer here for the InfoWars.com/show War Room, live 3 to 6 p.m. Central, banned off the face of the internet. I've got a ton of video clips I want to get to. I've got a ton of news I want to get to, but I also want to let you know that we have Jacob Engels coming up in the next segment, a writer for the Central Florida Post, who was assaulted last week because he sports Donald Trump, go figure. And then Will Johnson is going to join me at 5 Central from UniteAmericaFirst.com, the West Coast correspondent for InfoWars.com. He's going to join me. He got assaulted and kicked out of Politicon this weekend. Really stunning video, I got to tell you. Because I've seen a lot of crap like this, but this is like really weird stuff. And quite frankly, I've just been so busy with all the stuff that I've been doing right now for InfoWars that I'm kind of behind on some of this stuff. But I actually genuinely haven't had time to catch up with Will about what happened to him at Politicon other than a brief conversation via text messages. So I actually am going to like find out what actually happened to him, because it's crazy when you watch this video. Of him getting assaulted and then removed from Politicon. And then another gentleman who I've met before, I forget his name, but who was also doing a live stream, they kick him out too. It's just like, and I've got a video that there's Will on the ground at Politicon. And then I've got a video I'm going to air tonight. I'm going to be back in tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. Central doing the live extended 2018 midterm election coverage. Yeah, there's Will from Politicon. So he's going to be joining us at 5. And then tonight I'm going to air a tape that Dew's putting together right now. Rob Dew is putting together one of all the crazies that were out yesterday at the Trump rally in Houston, which is like, I'm already moved on from that huge news story. You know, over 100,000 people RSVP'd, 50,000 people showed up, biggest Trump rally, huge crowds, awesome energy, amazing people. You saw the live footage that was here yesterday on the War Room before we all got banned when I was live in the streets. So it's like, I don't even have time to cover that. I got to move on from that because I got a whole nother round of news here. So it's just like, it's just crazy all the stuff that's going on. And then I'm going to go to this Democrat ad here in a minute too. Yeah, there's Donald Trump yesterday. And then in real time, I'm Skyping into the War Room and they're banning our Twitter accounts that I've got that I'm going live, where it's just people just showing us love, high-fiving people. You know, we love Trump. We love America, USA chants, you know. You gotta ban that, though. And then you get the big Breitbart story about the tech censorship and InfoWars. Doesn't even get mentioned. So, that's all coming up today, as well as a bunch of other news that I've got stacked up here that I'm going to get to as well. But first, let me go to this Democrat ad that I haven't seen yet, but I'm told this is epic, and they just want to get my response to this in live time. So, guys, go ahead and roll this brand new official Democrat ad.
Hi, I'm a spokesperson for the Democratic Party, and I'm here to tell you why you need to vote blue this November.
Please.
Democrats are the party of love and tolerance.
I'm NPC.
We promote inclusion and acceptance, peace and goodwill. Republicans don't care about any of these things. They just want to talk about record unemployment, the economy, and keeping communities safe.
Those Republicans.
Fascists. Democrats have positive, practical priorities, like abolishing the Electoral College, eliminating due process, and banning hate speech. These are the values of the American people. Well, at least Americans that live in San Francisco and New York. Republicans often use fear-mongering rhetoric like Constitution,
I love how
or
Elizabeth
liberty.
Stuckey, Allie Stuckey,
condemn such language as divisive,
dresses up like Cortez for this video.
More unifying
She's totally doing
like
a Cortez
repealing
look.
The Second Amendment or kneeling for the national anthem. Democrats are the party of equality, so much so that we insist upon unconditionally believing women and disbelieving men because, well, feminism. If you ask us to explain this logically, we will scream
about
in your
misogyny.
Face and call you a misogynist.
Thank you.
Republicans want to take away a woman's sacred right to choose to have her child decapitated inside the womb and torn apart limb by limb with
forceps. That's self-love.
Democrats celebrate the right to violently murder your child because we're compassionate. Democrats believe that women are powerful and independent.
I'm a good Democrat. I just love
They're also helpless
so
victims of the patriarchy who require government intervention to succeed. Any woman who disagrees with us on this is a self-hating, stupid bimbo. And you know, it's time someone was finally brave enough to say this. Republicans are racist. Democrats have the same positive message for minorities that we have for women. You're a victim, and you're useful to us. If you disagree, we'll insult your intelligence, but it's for your own good. Republicans want to stop certain people from coming into this country. They cite the infiltration of gang violence or opioids or sex trafficking as reasons to stop illegal
Let's get all the disease.
But Democrats accept these as the natural consequences of opening up the border.
You gotta bring that disease in, too.
Of course, is the more loving thing.
Tuberculosis. I mean, come on.
Democrats recognize that the key to a better tomorrow is to look
Don't be a diseaseist.
Not backward. That's why we reject capitalism and all of its greed and instead opt for socialism, which has worked so well every time it's been tried. Democrats are the party of the common people, the poor and the marginalized, the weak and defenseless. While Republicans promise freedom, we promise free stuff. That's how we win over young people. Our goal is to make the government work for you so you don't have to work at all. Republicans are always pushing religion in our faces. We reject their bigotry. Religious people are idiots. Democrats would much rather you sacrifice yourself on the altar of progressivism. The truth is, as the party of empathy, we're just better than everyone else. That's why we spend so much time telling people who don't align with our agenda that they're not just wrong, but that they're bad people. We still haven't figured out that this condescension is what lost us the 2016 election. Nevertheless,
no,
we're confident that through censorship, emotional manipulation, and continued bullying that we'll eventually get our way. Why? Because we care about you. So much so that we're willing to wear you down until you fear getting silenced, doxxed, or fired because you don't agree with our agenda. That's love. I'm the spokesperson for the Democratic Party. Vote for us in November.
So there is Ali Stuckey for CRTV doing a parody, obviously, of the Democrat Party. But that's actually the most real Democrat ad I think that you'll see because it's just totally accurate. And she documents it with all the video and everything and the images. So that's the real Democrat ad. That's the real Democrat platform. So, yeah, screw America, vote Democrat. Absolutely. That's a new slogan coming up. And Hillary Clinton 2020. Okay. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Please do not forget about InfoWarsStore.com because here's the thing. They can censor us off of every platform known to man. But if you still shop at InfoWarsStore.com, it doesn't matter. It nullifies all the censorship and we'll always be able to exist at least right here. And we're working with people to try to find workarounds, all the censorship. But folks, InfoWarsStore is how it's all possible. InfoWarsStore.com with your support is key. And we've got 50% off the entire line of of InfoWars Life products. That includes Super Male Vitality, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. I think I was thinking about the Super Male. It was just sitting there right on the screen. 50% off BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2, Ultimate Bone Broth, The Real Red Pill, and free shipping store-wide. This special is not going to last forever. This is probably the last couple days. 50% off the entire InfoWars Live product line at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Decoding enemy transmissions so you get the truth. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
And THX1138, it's really a remake of the idea of a Brave New World scientific dictatorship. They resemble NPC memes.
I have a hard time concentrating.
You are a true believer. Blessings of this day.
Please forgive me.
Blessings of the masses.
Thou art a subject of the divine, created in the image of man.
In the famous 10 Minutes of Hate from 1984, they wear gray uniforms and most people have shaved heads to be conformist.
If you're a man, you're the last man. Your kind is extinct. We are the inheritors.
Look at you. That is humanity. It will not last forever.
I mean, in every archetype, this is the image that's used of cults, of controlled populations, of prisoners, of brainwashing, of POWs. And now they're trying to ban it everywhere. In 1984, Apple had a Super Bowl ad that is still regarded at major universities and at ad schools as the most popular and famous television ad of all time.
We are one people.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and you know about the NPC meme going viral. Full Alex Jones report is at Infowars.com. I'm now joined by Jacob Engels. He writes for the Central Florida Post, centralfloridapost.com. You can follow him on Twitter. He's not banned as of yet, at Jacob Engels. And he was assaulted just last week. Another victim of a politically motivated crime. Jacob joins me now. The story on the Gateway Pundit by Jim Hoff. Angry Democrat mob assaults gay journalist at Andrew Gillum rally. Hashtag job not mob. Mob's video. So Jacob joins us now. Jacob, what happened on that day and why did this enraged Democrat lunatic decide to assault you?
Well, thank you for having me on the program, Owen. I was at the Andrew Gillum for Governor rally in Florida, a socialist running for governor against the Republican candidate who identifies as a Democrat. And Mr. Gillum's attendees, we spent about 2 hours there asking them about if they believed all victims of sexual assault and what their stances were on Judge Kavanaugh. It was pretty vanilla, a lot of screeching and, you know, bodies and faces going crazy when questions were asked. But when Andrew Gillum got to the stage and started railing against evil rich people and paying their fair share, I got my megaphone out, Alex Jones style, and I asked a simple question. Does George Soros pay his fair share? What about George Soros? And the NPC mob broke out of their coma and immediately started assaulting me and my cameraman. It was deranged.
Yeah, that was the trigger word, was calling out Soros.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, they're worshiping at the altar of George Soros and censorship and people who really want to destroy America, because I just asked, what about George Soros?
And well, that's the crazy thing, is you don't even have to say anything really that outrageous to get these people going. You just start a USA chant and like they it's like the NPC trigger word.
Yeah, and I've never seen that. I've worked in politics, I've covered politics for over a decade, and I've seen some crazy stuff. But what happened there, the way that they just snapped into this violent mob, when they knocked the camera out of my cameraman, his hand, as he's picking up the pieces on the ground, you have these crazed harpies beating him, kidney shot, kneeing him. And then when he's trying to move away and get out of the way of this beatdown that he's receiving, they're yelling, how dare you? You can't do that. Get away from me. Like, they want us to lay down and take an assault. They don't want us to defend ourselves.
Well, we're going to roll the video here, but, you know, it's wild. First of all, this would never happen at any conservative event. They would get enraged and start attacking unless you attack them first. But they're not going to just get enraged over something that you say, especially something that's so mundane, really. But it's almost like, honestly, I think that they hate you more because they want you on their side so bad. See, a straight white male like me, they don't want anything to do with me. Like, they hate me, and it's like, but they don't want me on their side. But you, they have like a weird like lust for, and because they can't have you, it's like they get so enraged and they all start attacking you. So I want to roll this video, though. Guys, let's go ahead and roll clip 20. This is the cameraman and Jacob Engels being assaulted at a Democrat event.
Soros pay his fair share. George Soros. Whoa.
Oh my gosh. This is insane. So he's being shoved. A woman, they're hitting his megaphone. They're hitting him with an umbrella. He just throws his hands up. They start pushing him around like it's like a mosh pit. After this is a Democrat mosh pit. They shove his cameraman. They knock the camera to the ground. They step on it. He tries to pick it up. They try to kick him. Look at these enraged maniacs. Yeah, cursing while there's children present. They love that one. That's one of their favorite things. Oh, there's a couple children here. Let's say as many curse words as we can. Let's act like total degenerates. So, guys, pull the audio down a little bit, and let's keep the B-roll rolling. So, Jacob, what's happening here?
Well, right here, right now, my cameraman's picking up all the stuff, and as he's doing that, I was charged by a 350-pound man off camera, pushed into a wrought iron fence, and a man who was at the park with his family, not at this event, shot across the park like a juggernaut and absolutely leveled this guy who was about to start wailing on me. That's the dude that saved me right there in the gray shirt.
Okay, and so it was that bigger dude that saved you in the red, white, and blue trunks.
Yeah, and he had proud to be an American tattooed on him. He seemed like a real patriot, and he shot across the park as this guy was rearing up on me to start beating on me, and got him off of me, and no Gillum staffers, no security stopped or wanted the mob violence to stop. In fact, the guy in the pink shirt who starts hitting on my megaphone and pushing me in the beginning is a staffer on Andrew Gillum's campaign. Andrew Gillum, you must release the name of this individual, and if you don't, we have to assume you condone mob violence.
Or right who there. Knows? I mean, who are these people? Look at this. Like, why are they out here so enraged that you're asking a question about George Soros? Like, why does that make them want to shut you down?
And that's the crazy thing. I mean, unless you are, like, worshiping George Soros for some sick reason, I don't know why simply asking what about George Soros would send you into a violent rage. There's a lot of drinking going on. That's all I can say. The lady threw her beer, so she had obviously had a few beforehand.
Wow, so now they're wasting beer, too.
Yeah, that was really the crime that I'm most
tragic. Excited. I think we may have to tell Brett Kavanaugh about this.
I like beer.
Get Kavanaugh on the case. I still like beer. Do you like beer? But look, I'm glad that we can laugh about this and have a good time about this. And look, we know what we're getting into here, but this is a real issue. And the reason why I was saying that earlier about I think that they hate you more because they have this lust for you is because I go to these events all the time and somehow they've never really gotten violent with me. And I've gone to fake Beto events with a Trump hat. I go to all these Democrat events with a Trump hat. And they've always at least never gotten violent with me. Or if it ever looks like it may get violent with me, someone at least rational heads prevail. And someone steps in and say, hey, you know, let's not get violent here. But with you, it's like Soros. And I guess they just lust after you. I don't know if they know who you are before. But they could just sense that I want this guy so bad, but I'll never get him, so I just have to destroy him. No one will have Jacob Engels if the Florida Democrats won't have him.
100%. And actually, they did know who I was. I had several people taking photos trying to shame me.
So then they knew you were a homosexual journalist. They knew you were gay, and this is now a gay hate crime.
And that's what it seems like. And they hated the InfoWars. They say, hey, that guy's with InfoWars. Hey, that guy's with InfoWars. So they're deranged.
Well, you know what the first rule about Fight Club is? You don't talk about Fight Club. You know what the first rule of free speech is? You don't talk about InfoWars. I mean, didn't you know the first rule of free speech is you don't talk about InfoWars?
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer with you. Jacob Engels is my guest. Angry Democrat mob assaults gay journalist at Andrew Gillum rally. That was Jacob Engels. His cameraman was assaulted. If it wasn't for a brave patriot getting in between an enraged Democrat mob and Jacob, who knows what could have happened. And this is in the news as well. Vandals throw giant boulder through Representative Kevin McCarthy's office in California. That, of course, is a Republican. And this is just two examples of all the leftist violence. Breitbart.com still has the running story. Over 600 documented accounts of leftist violence against conservatives. And that's not even all the accounts. They only accept if it's documented. So if you don't have the documentation or any evidence, they won't accept it. I know for a fact we have four or five incidents that we lost our documentation because they erased our social media. So we didn't make it up. It's now up to 613. Hey guys, will you see if Jacob Engels is on that list? Because we need to submit this story if he's not on that list yet. In fact, I'll just, Jacob, do you know if Breitbart has included you on their list yet?
I haven't seen it updated yet, but I did file a police report. A detective is being assigned to the case, and I plan on pursuing legal action against Andrew Gillum's campaign.
Well, let's go down that road then right now. Tell people what's going on with the process. Tell people what you're doing, you know, who's involved, and all the details. And, guys, let's just roll the B-roll while Jacob's breaking this down.
Sure. So I filed police report with Tampa PD. And they have an open report. A detective is waiting to be assigned to the case. I will be talking with my attorney this week about submitting a complaint and legal action against Mr. Gillum's campaign, demanding that he release a list of all attendees so that we can use eyewitnesses at the event to match the assailants to the attendees and to his campaign staff. I confronted the Tampa mayor, who is a big Democrat and supporter of Andrew Gillum, several days later outside of an event for Creepy Joe Biden, and he refused on camera to condone the violence. So we have to just assume that Andrew Gillum and the mayor of Tampa and his supporters promote radical mob violence against gay journalists. Unless they're going to turn over the evidence of who attended that event, it's very hard to ascertain what's going on and if he supports it or doesn't support it.
How much cooperation are you getting with your pursuit of justice here from the police, from Gillum's team, from the event venue?
Andrew Gillum actually gave a quote to the Tampa Bay Times that he regretted the provocation. So he regrets the provocation, insinuating that I provoked people.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's basically blaming you.
Yeah, blaming. So he's victim shaming, number one. Number two.
No, but let's be clear. No. Andrew Gillum's regret is free speech. You see, his only regret is that there's free speech. He wishes there wasn't free speech. That's what he's really saying.
Bingo. And the Tampa PD has actually been very good. I hope they continue their investigation. I'm waiting to hear from the detective. I hope that the mayor, who's a big Gillum supporter, is not stymieing the process. I will be submitting public records requests to see if he has been actively involved in holding the process up. But I'll pursue this until the end, until it is settled. And I don't care if this guy loses his race for governor. I will figure out who assaulted me, and he will be held liable. He paid for security at that event, and the security did nothing.
Yeah, and it's all on tape, and so that's key as well. They can't deny this. They can deny you justice, but they can't deny that it happened. Now, where do you think this race is at? This race has obviously gotten a lot of national attention. They're obviously desperate to get Gillum in there. I think anybody who kind of understands the bigger picture knows that there's a lot of, let's just say, high upper echelon crime that goes down in Florida when it comes to child trafficking, smuggling, and all kinds of stuff. And so they need to have their, you know, associates in the proper channels to make sure that all of that can go down properly. So maybe that's what's going on here with this race, and it gets all this national attention. But where do you think the race stands? I mean, Ron DeSantis has been a pretty outspoken conservative, obviously a Trump supporter. Very important governor race here. Where do you think it stands?
I think it's neck and neck. It's very close, unfortunately. Ron DeSantis has been trying to run an effective campaign, but he's also been faced with millions from Soros, from Tom Steyer, from liberal billionaires, and the media just continues to promote Andrew Gillum as the next Obama. Doesn't matter that he has huge corruption in his city. Doesn't matter that his city, Tallahassee, has the highest murder rate it's ever had, and it's growing. So Mr. Gillum is just a dressed-up version of a Chicago-style city mayor here in the state of Florida. He's all hat and no cattle, as they would say in Texas. And I think Floridians are starting to realize that. It's just very hard to break through the mainstream media brainwash that's happening to everyday Floridians. I mean, when you see the assault that happened to me, and then the mainstream Tampa Bay Times says I was quote-unquote attacked, and they use all these words like I complained about what happened to me. Well, I'm sorry. Did I have mind control? Did I control those people and have them attack me? And this is all some crazy conspiracy theory? No, it's not. So if you want to talk about conspiracy theory, they're the conspiracy theorists. They're the people who are allowing a gay man to be assaulted on camera as a journalist asking tough questions. They're the depraved ones. They're the sick ones. And they keep lecturing us. people who love freedom and no censorship and allowing humans to be who they are. So it's a hypocritical. The governor's race is very close. We've got about 15 days left, so we'll see where it shakes out and see if the young people come out and vote. That's what we've been hearing. Young people are going to vote. Young people are going to vote. I've heard that every election, and it's very tough and difficult to get them out to vote, but we shall see.
Is Camera Hog getting involved in this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. David Hogg is doing a statewide...
Attention Hogg.
Attention Hogg. He's doing a statewide Vote for Our Lives tour, and he's coming to Miami and Orlando, and he's
what?
Getting all the attention. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, if people can't see what Camera Hog's story is by now, I mean, come on, the guy's getting speaking tours. Is this a joke?
Yeah, and it's going all across the nation. There you go. Little David.
Sig Heil!
That says exactly.
Sorry, we had audio. We just had the crew just clued up. Guys, cue up that audio from this David Hogg. Sig Heil! Okay, thank you, crew. Yes.
No, he wants to rail against fascism. All of these kids who are getting involved in politics now, and it's not bad that they're getting involved, but anybody who disagrees with them is a Nazi, is a fascist. Trump is literally Hitler. That is the most anti-Semitic, disgusting thing that you can say right now. Do you think people who really experience the depravity of the Nazis agree with you that somebody who you disagree with politically is a Nazi? Get over yourself.
Well, and where are all the assaults against Democrats and leftists and liberals? They don't exist. And,
No. You
know, they'll try to, I have a feeling, we'll see what happens with this George Soros story. But, you know, obviously nothing happened. So we have actual events, Republicans getting shot, windows getting broken into, you know, all this stuff. And then the censorship as well. I mean, and then you get assaulted. So it's like, where's all the evidence of fascism? Well, all the evidence of fascism rests on the left side of the political paradigm in this country every time. And then they point the finger and they say fascist, fascist, fascist. I mean, I don't think the American people are going to fall for it much longer. Unfortunately, the numbers are not where they should be. But you look at the Florida race and remember what they did to Ron DeSantis after the monkey this up comment. Everybody says monkey. All the Democrats have said monkey. So that's the kind of stuff they engage in to try to destroy people and meddle in elections with fake news.
Well, and it's very important you brought that up. We exposed a staffer, the youth director for Andrew Gillum, who was sending out pedophilic tweets, tweets with the use of the N-word, tweets joking about rape, tweets of him wearing a T-shirt saying everyone who didn't vote for Hillary was a member of dumb Efistan and not American. And when I first started exposing that, Andrew Gillum said, we're not going to be lectured by the party of Donald Trump. It took me staying on the case for four stories and to expose the pedophile that he put in charge of youth for him to finally fire the guy. And it was all just kind of tucked under the rug. It was just, oh, he's no longer working with the campaign. There was no investigation into children that he was around or youth that he had been directing or any apology for the use of the N-word or rape fetishizing or body shaming. So he's going to lecture us about tolerance. Democrats are going to lecture us about acceptance. But they're the ones who are the most intolerant and unaccepting of people. They are projecting their own depravity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how are they going to sit here and let's say, wear some paraphernalia like a T-shirt that says, you know, oh, you're un-American or you support Trump, you're treasonous, whatever. No. You guys are the ones burning flags. You guys are the ones that kneel for the anthem. You guys are the ones that get triggered when we chant USA. You guys are the ones that hate the American resurgence. And then you're but that's what they do is they know we love America. So they try to get under our skin and they say, oh, you hate America. It's like, no, we know you hate America. But that's just the low level intelligence that we're dealing with. So, Jacob Engels, thank you so much. Best of luck in your pursuit of justice, ladies and gentlemen. Again, if a gay journalist that was voting Democrat got assaulted at any event, it'd be the top story on CNN. But because he's conservative and likes Trump, well, he doesn't get any news coverage. In fact, they should have beat him up worse, probably, is what CNN will say.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, I'm sure most people listening, if not everybody listening right now, is familiar with Laura Loomer's work. She was at it again this weekend. Truly amazing how she's able to confront these people and just really make them look awful. Let's begin with Michael Avenatti. This guy really thinks he's going to run for president and beat Donald Trump. I wish he would try. It'd be 49-1. Trump would win 49 states. Avenatti would win California. But look at Laura Loomer as she confronts Michael Avenatti and his, well, really, let's say, disingenuous practices recently with these lawsuits to try to destroy Donald Trump.
You know, you claim to care about women so much, but all you do is use them as tools so that you can have your fancy dinners and friends.
That's ridiculous.
You use women so you can have fancy shoes.
Congratulations.
You know, what is Melania saying?
This is at Politicon.
You want to run for president in 2020?
Are you just going to bark at me?
I know you love talking, so go ahead.
Keep
talking.
So do you.
All right. Before I ever met Stormy Daniels, I had over $1 billion in verdicts and settlements. I was a highly successful attorney with nearly 20 years of experience. So you have no idea what you're talking about. I have never taken advantage of any woman and any claim to the contrary.
What about Julie Swentek?
Are you going to let me finish?
You know those allegations are false.
No, they're 100%
true. Brett Kavanaugh, you're saying that Brett Kavanaugh is getting raped women?
Why wouldn't you let the FBI investigate? Why is your president?
Brett Kavanaugh is a gay rapist? No, he's not my president. Yes, he is.
And notice how he walks away when she brings up Kavanaugh, because Avenatti got totally schooled in that deal, and he knows that he got embarrassed. So that's what you got to do to these people. You have to confront them. And then, see, some of them are always willing to talk to you because they think they can outsmart you or outwit you and defeat you, but they all have an Achilles heel. Avenatti's was the Kavanaugh situation. Loomer brought it up. He left the scene. But that wasn't all Laura Loomer did. She was also got the podium to ask Alyssa Milano a question about why she supports Sharia law.
Hi, thanks for having me. My name is Laura Loomer. I'm a conservative investigative journalist. My question is for you, Alyssa Milano. You are friends with Linda Sarsour, and both of you ladies have positioned yourself as speakers and representatives for the Me Too movement. I want to ask you right now to disavow Linda Sarsour because she is a supporter of Sharia law. And under Sharia law, women are oppressed. Women are forced to wear a hijab. And in Iran right now, you're talking about... Excuse me, let me talk. Sorry. You are talking about being a representative for women. I would like to ask my question. My question is, will you please disavow her because she is advocating for Sharia law?
She's not. But thank you so much for your question.
She's not.
What did she say?
Elizabeth Milano is really just ignorant, folks. She's really just dumb.
Yes, I did. And I do think he should be. She just gets paid for all this activism. Thank you for your question.
I don't think that's true. Alyssa, you're paid. You're a paid spokeswoman.
There's no need to boo. It's fine. But actually, God wanted the question she might have wanted to hear.
Yeah, but they're kicking her out of the event.
If we don't learn how to talk to each other, we're never going to...
So then Alyssa Milano's like, hey, I'll actually respond, but they kick her out of the event.
A very distinct tone. I wish you well.
Yeah. Well, Alyssa, you're a paid spokeswoman. Look, again, it's just like this Ocasio-Cortez situation. These are just dumb people. Not very bright. Alyssa Milano is a paid spokesperson for all of these leftist movements. And she really is just so dumb, she doesn't even understand how astroturf it all is. She just goes along with the buzzwords and loves the attention. Second hour now of the War Room. I've got a lot of news to cover, more video clips to get to, and a story that just broke at Infowars.com. Anti-Trump Mexican ex-president endorses veto for Senate. Vicente Fox backs the fake Hispanic Robert Francis fake Beto O'Rourke, Irish-American, to look out for Mexico's interest. You know, that's all fine and dandy, but Beto O'Rourke is not going to win. So this is really going to be interesting because this guy really has created a cult following. People that work for the Beto campaign know he's going to lose, but think he's going to run for president in 2020. And fake Beto has said that that's not the case, but he's fake, so that could easily change. But Beto, fake Beto, has about a slim to none chance at winning this Senate race, and Slim has left the building. And if you think Vicente Fox's endorsement of fake Beto is going to help, you got another thing coming. But let's look at some other Democrat tactics. Now, getting back to this migrant caravan, so we reported this first last week. Now it's hitting mainstream news. Second migrant caravan is heading for the U.S. following the first. Yeah, we told you that was going to happen last week. There will be more. The numbers are not 14,000 or 20,000 like they're saying. They are at least 50,000. They're just building this up and softening the blow. They're 1,000 miles away, which, by the way, people have done the math on this deal. This is basically impossible for this to be happening unless these people were provided with resources. It's literally impossible. Look, there's like 14,000 people right there. That's one image. But someone's giving these people food and shelter and water and everything they need just so they can have the journey. And then you've seen all the videos now. They're getting loaded onto flatbed trucks. They're getting loaded into government vehicles. They're getting loaded into flatbed semis. They're getting loaded into full-on, semis. Who's paying for that? And so, yeah, here they come. Just come on to the border. Just come on in. And then you've come to find out that Mexico is offering these people asylum, and they pass and say, no, we're going to go invade the U.S. That's the mission. And they literally say that's the mission. And we're just supposed to let this happen and then just be lectured about how bad we are. But this doesn't happen in a sane nation, ladies and gentlemen. More evidence. Jack Posobiec tweeted this out because, you see, unlike other people in the media, when I use someone else's intellectual idea, when I go with someone else's proprietary thought, I give them credit. Not like I'm doing a little shade there, but, Jack Posobiec says, if 7,000 Russians were marching across Canada to the northern U.S. border flying Russian flags, how would CNN react? But it's not just CNN, you see. It's what would happen if 7,000 Russians were marching across the northern border with Canada flying Russian flags. How would the left in general react? Not just the media. Let's not forget they have all of these marches and everything. We go to them and they're all saying Russian collusion. You're a Russian stooge. Russian bots are behind everything. They're behind the walk away movement. They're behind the Trump campaign. They're behind InfoWars. They're behind any tweet that goes viral that supports Trump. It's all Russian bots. That's all fake. Meanwhile, what about all the cartel activity, the gang activity, the drug smuggling, the human trafficking, all of that that goes on the southern border? The people that are getting across are actually engaged in that. They've been caught. Many have been arrested. The Guatemalan president said we caught 100 terrorists trying to cross the northern border in the caravan. But you see, that's all good. That's social justice for them to come here. But if Russians were marching across the northern border with their flags, that would be the end of the world, you see, because Keith Olbermann took a dump on the middle of television and said Russia's the enemy. We're at war with Russia while he was crapping himself. And if he wasn't, it looked like he was. I don't know. What do they tell you? Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, all the Democrats. Russia. Russia's behind this. Russia behind that. Oh, Facebook, Twitter, all the social media. We're going to stop Russian influence. We're going to stop the Russian meddling. Huh. But, you know, the human trafficking, the drug trafficking, the illegal immigration, the, you know, the terrorists, all of that that comes in with this caravan, maybe it's 1% of them, maybe it's 10, maybe it's 50. Does it matter? Yeah, it does matter. It shouldn't be any of them. There shouldn't even be an equation. Oh, but Russia's meddling in our elections, even though here come tens of thousands of illegal immigrants, which the Democrats are totally silent on, by the way. Have you noticed that? The Democrats aren't even commenting on it. It's like it doesn't even exist. But here come all the migrants, which do those look like refugees, folks? Do those look like people that are struggling? No. They have fine clothing, new shoes, new backpacks. They look well-fed. They're not malnourished. They're healthy enough to walk. Heck, some of them are even a little obese. Well, more than a little obese. So what is this really, ladies and gentlemen? It's a crusade. These people have been propagandized into a crusade north that they get to steal America's prosperity. They get to steal your birthright and then tax us into oblivion. And, you know, I go out and people say, look at what Trump has done to the debt and the deficit. And I say, yeah, I don't like that. I report how I don't like that. But you are the reason why. You are the people that fund all of these illegal immigrants that come here. You are the people that fund Planned Parenthood. You are the people that use taxpayer dollars to fund every damn thing you want to fund. And then you sit here and you say, why is the deficit so out of control? Because we can't afford to pay for the crap you want for free. It's not free. So here come all of the non-citizens to drive us even deeper into debt. But that's not all. The Russians aren't meddling in the election, folks. It's the Democrats. Illegal and so the Democrats have now been caught trying to register dead people. They've been caught sending out pre-filled out ballots or pre-filled out early registration enrollment forms. It's all pre-filled out. They've admitted they'll get illegals to vote. You got a story out of San Francisco to allow non-citizens to vote for school board. And they'll say, well, their students go to the school. Okay, well, they're non-citizens. So they just get to come here and they just get all the benefits of being in America. They get all the benefits of our birthright, everything we've built. And then that's why America goes into debt. That's why America's economy suffers. That's why you have poverty and homelessness. But here's a story that really kind of made me sick to my stomach a little bit. And it's not because I don't want these people to have a better life. It's because it really just makes you wonder what the hell is going on here. Illegal immigrant families set record in 2018, top 100,000 for the first time. Illegal immigration across the southwest border appears to have surged 25% in 2018, setting new records for migrant families nabbed by Border Patrol. So Border Patrol is stopping them, but why are they coming here in such outrageous numbers? And then a lot of them just end up getting in. And is that why? And if America isn't great, if America's not the best country, then why do they all want to come here? If socialism works so well, why do all these socialist countries create all of these refugees that then try to rush and invade our country? Oh, but see, for a leftist to understand that, they'd have to have logic and reasoning and critical thinking. And I guess that's what they lack, because they still haven't figured it out.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
weekend, I was in Springfield, Massachusetts, where Elizabeth Warren has the entire state rigged. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And so Shiva Ayyadure gets banned from the debates, and then they stop all of his ticketed supporters from going in, and all that footage was on the InfoWars Army Twitter account, but what happened? It got banned. So all that exclusive video is gone. Luckily, we were able to capture some of it and store it at InfoWars.com if you want to go back and view that. But it's amazing. If this would have happened to Democrats, there'd be total outrage on CNN. We've got videos of police shoving black people, choking people out, literally strangling them, pushing Latino people over rails, kicking Indians out of a building. It all was on video, and it got banned. There it is on... Is that real.video, guys? The official InfoWars Alex Jones channel, real.video, also has it. So you can see it there as well. So that's what I was doing Sunday night. Then we went to the historic Trump rally yesterday in Houston. We're covering that. Hours of live footage, doing live broadcasts, talking to people, high-fiving people, total love fest. Yeah, we caught some of the Democrat hate mobs. And then what happened? Banned. So a lot of people are sending me stuff right now that normally I would be, you know, retweeting and giving attention to on the InfoWars Army, but that's not right. That's not there anymore. And I might as well just tell you, I'm probably done using Twitter because I need my Twitter account to communicate with people and reach out to people. So I don't want to put it at risk of being censored, because there's a lot of people that I can get in touch with there, have gotten in touch with there, and in the future I'm sure will get in touch with there. And if they pull that privilege from me, that really hinders my ability to communicate with people. So I can work around InfoWars Army being censored. It's just suspended. They'll let it back in 30 days, you know, after the election. But for the time being, just stay tuned. I'm going to start getting emails out. I'm going to probably have to start a Gab account, and we'll get active there, and I'll start doing briefings. It's just, I don't even... It's just, you know, and then people are like, why can't you do more? Why can't you do more? And I'm like, oh, man, there's only 24 hours in a day. You just got to do it. You just got to do it yourself. But anyway, I'm digressing, but that's the censorship that we endure. And so your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything possible, because we now have to build our own network, basically, and that costs millions of dollars of bandwidth. It costs millions of dollars of IT, and this is not easy stuff. There's a reason why nobody can just build a platform to compete with Twitter or YouTube or Facebook. They've got all the money. They've got all the resources. So we're trying to work around that, but your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes it all possible. And I'm going to tell you what, you can probably tell that my voice is on the verge of going here. I wish I had some lung cleanse over here. In fact, maybe I do in my little... Hold on. I've got a box of goodies here. Well, I don't know if it's in there, but lung cleanse is probably 50% off because it's an InfoWars Live product. So I'm going to go have to find some, and I'll do a little lung cleanse here, and that'll coat the back of my throat. At least eases up some of the stress on it, but... If you have inflammation from soreness in your joints or your knees or your ankles, bodies is incredible. In fact, we were driving back from the Trump rally in Houston to Austin. We were all talking about how great bodies is. Like, we're just super mill vitality. Incredible. It's all 50% off right now. And then go read the 5-star reviews for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. Go read all the 5-star reviews for yourself. Some of the products like BrainForce Plus and Survival Shield X2, we're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of 5-star reviews. And then you'll notice if you go look at the reviews, they'll be all 5 stars for bodies is a good example. It'll be all 5 stars, and then there'll be one star, and that's probably just some leftist that purchased it so they could go give it a bad review. Because here's how these ratings work. Basically, once you have one review that's not 5-star, it's impossible to get a 5-star rating. So we actually have five-star rated products. Like, we actually have five-star rated products, but one leftist will get in there and do a certified review one star because they bought the product, and it'll never be able to go back up to five-star, even though every rating is five-star. And Bodies is the perfect example. Look at Nason Iodine. Look at all the top-selling supplements. 50% off. 50% off right now. The entire InfoWars Life product line. And free shipping included. And maybe you're not somebody that's, you know, into the supplements, or you don't want to take 10 pills a day or 20 pills a day like myself, or 80 pills a day like Ray Kurzweil. He may be actually above that now. Maybe you're not into that stuff, but we've got t-shirts, we've got baseball hats, everything in between. In fact, right now, with coupon code War Room, this is an exclusive code for the listeners of the War Room. With coupon code War Room, you can get the Give Me Liberty t-shirt for $17.76. You can also get the InfoWars Tank Man t-shirt right now for $19.95. And if you get the InfoWars.com Give Me Liberty t-shirt with coupon code WARROOM 1776, you can get both of those t-shirts for under $40, free shipping. Free shipping. And the Give Me Liberty t-shirt is one of the most comfortable. I don't know what that fabric is. I almost want to just go grab the t-shirt and just find out what it is. It's the most comfortable, lightweight fabric. And then the Tank Man t-shirt is a little thicker fabric, but still very comfortable, but not as light and breathable. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and your support makes everything possible. So just know they can censor us and try to compact us to where we can literally only be at InfoWars.com. And that's where it's going. That's where it'll probably end up being. And it's your support that allows us to still exist there and to pay for the bandwidth and to expand the website and to hire more people that so we can upload more videos and do more live streams. But it's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And Alex wants to extend our live broadcast. And that's why I will be back in studio. Usual conclusion of the War Room, 6 p.m. Central. I'll be back at 8 p.m. Central, live to 10 p.m. Central. We're doing this weeknights, our live extended midterm election broadcast coverage in the middle of the censorship, in the middle of us being banned from going live everywhere. Alex said, screw you, we'll go live at the biggest social media center, and that is InfoWars.com/show. And you can probably tell that my voice is going, as I just said, so I'm going to be taking a lot of phone calls tonight. In fact, I'll probably just end-to-end phone calls, honestly. What do you think about the current state of the midterm elections? Where is it going? What did you think about Trump's rally? What do you think about the Democrats rigging elections, keeping people off debate stages, trying to bring in the illegal voters, registering dead people to vote, just engaged in all the chicanery? What do we do to stop it? Because I'll tell you one other thing that I've learned and that I see, but that I now understand at a deeper level. You got to just do it yourself. You want things done right? You just got to do it yourself. You want to save this election from being rigged? You got to do it yourself.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
That's right, and that's why we get banned across the face of the internet. And, you know, they're censoring us. They're ripping out our vocal cords. But they're censoring your sight. They're censoring what you can see. They're deciding what you can and can't see and what gets popular, what doesn't, what grows, what doesn't, what dies. That's what they're doing with all this censorship. See, what have I been up to, in the last, let's just say, 5 days or something? I went to a Beto O'Rourke campaign headquarters in Austin, Texas, and what happened? Well, we exposed the Beto supporters for who they are. Most of the voters totally ignorant, and then the people that managed that building tried to dox me and had me forcefully removed from the building after I wasn't invited in and wanted to actually donate to the campaign. We caught all that on video. Banned. They don't want you to see the Springfield, Massachusetts police throwing Shiva Iyadure out from Elizabeth Warren's debate. No, it's not the Massachusetts Senate debate. It's Elizabeth Warren's debate. You see, she runs everything. She runs the debate. She runs the colleges. She runs the media. She runs all the police. They don't want you to see the footage of police strangling, literally choking out Shiva supporters. They don't want you to show you them throwing them over rails. They don't want you to see any of that. They don't want you to see the videos of us at Trump's rally in Houston, Texas, with 50,000 people just walking around downtown Houston, high-fiving people, hugging people, just celebrating America, just celebrating each other, just smiling, happy people. No, they don't want you to see that, do they? And so what do? They erase it off the internet. It doesn't exist. You're not allowed to exist. You're not allowed to run for office in Elizabeth Warren's Massachusetts. You're not allowed to exist on social media and do a live video from a Trump campaign rally. You're not allowed to be on the grounds of a Beto O'Rourke headquarters because, you see, you might actually change a Beto voter's mind, one that's not totally lost. And so let's say I'm standing outside fake Pedo's headquarters and I'm telling them, hey, do you know that the ex-Mexican president that's extremely anti-Trump and anti-American is supporting Pedo? Did you know that? And I would show them the story and play the clip, and then they'd say, huh, that's interesting. I may have to look into that a little bit. Did you know that Robert Francis O'Rourke actually does take super PAC money? Yeah, I might actually change some of their minds, get them to do a little research. So what do they do? They actually even ban me in the 3D world and say, you're not even allowed to come on the Pedo headquarters. But here's the clip of ex-Mexican President Vicente Fox campaigning for Pedo O'Rourke.
Wow, what a candidate. What a man. Beto, you are fantastic. You're great. You're an all-American. You really understand American people, but you also understand human beings. You have compassion, but at the same time, you have firmness. You have intelligence. You are the enlightenment for Texas, and I hope every single Mexican, every Latin, every Hispanic in that great state of Texas is going to vote for you. You deserve it because you're going to respond to the hope and expectations of Texas, understanding what they need and understanding what America needs. You're a great American. I'm with you, and I hope everybody's with you in Texas.
Wow, what a ringing endorsement. What did he even say there? He didn't say anything. I mean, talk about a total fake. He's got Beto in the background. He shoots a vertical video. He's got his little graphic. Beto, you're such a good person. You're a good man. You're an all-American. You're good for Texas. I hope all Hispanics in Texas support you. You're a good all-American. You know people. You know Texas. Thank you, Beto. What a candidate. Wow, there you go. There's the Vicente Fox word genius. I mean, this guy is just a word wizard up here, Vicente Fox. I mean, wow, what an ex-president. Oh, just like when I was at the Trump protest yesterday with all the Beto heads, and I was just asking them general questions. I'm going to air the video tonight during the 8 to 10 special election coverage. I'm just saying, hey, why do you support Beto? What's your big thing? And they don't answer. And so then what happens? They start getting mad, and the police come and give me a 10-man police escort out, one I didn't ask for. Hey, if they're going to beat my ass, let them. I'll catch it on camera. Or it'll go the other way. But the police said, no, we're going to censor your free speech. You're not allowed to be here. You're not allowed to talk to them. And you know, here we are, 14 days out from the biggest midterm elections in this country's history. All sides agree. And we're not even allowed to have political discourse. We can't have political discourse on social media. We can't have political discourse actually in the real world, you see, because we're in the political correct America now where you just don't talk to each other about politics. You just shut up and you just do what you're told. That goes for the police, just shut up and do what you're told. That goes for the citizens, just shut up and do what you're told.
Elizabeth Warren said to kick Shiva out and strangle that man and make sure that they're not allowed to get in, even though they got tickets. And I just invited all of my people in here that didn't get tickets because I wanted to make sure that they couldn't get in. The police say, yep, I follow those orders. That's how we roll. The police say, Mr. Schroyer, you got to go. You're not allowed to be here. I say, what laws am I breaking? I'm on public property. I'm not doing anything illegal. Mr. Schroyer, you have to leave. You can't be here. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. Well, why? What am I doing? No. You got to go. Oh, and then, of course, the ultimate irony, as the police are escorting me out, the pedo heads follow me. They all follow me. It's like, don't you get it? No, that's what we deal with here. But believe me, I lose no sleep over Pedo O'Rourke. The guy's not going to win. He's a joke. And Vicente Fox, I mean, it's like I was worried about Pedo, and then he said, we'll take all the ARs in Texas. It was game over. But then he embarrassed himself during the debates, and it was double game over. Then he completely flip-flopped on, I'm going to work with Trump. I want to impeach Trump. I want to impeach Trump. I'm going to work with Trump. I'll impeach Trump. And he hurt himself even worse. But now, and then I got kicked out by the Beto campaign headquarters manager here in Austin, Texas, at least he claimed to be, after he tried to dox me, and I caught him on camera. So that was nice, too. So, believe me, I lose no sleep over Beto O'Rourke because he's not going to win. So it's all good. Oh, yeah. And then they have the Joe Kennedy, the guy that they came out and did a rebuttal to the State of the Union. You remember that spit job? The guy looked like he was like hopped up on opiates or something, foaming at the mouth. Does a rebuttal to the State of the Union. They were going to test him out to see how it worked, maybe run him for president. Total flop. So now they're bringing him back, you know, bringing him out of the dungeon again to have a campaign for Beto. Yeah, there he is right there. There's the spit wad. I mean, that's just a side effect. You know, you do a bunch of pills, you get a bunch of spit, you foam at the mouth. That's why a lot of these Trump haters, you'll see they start yelling and spittle like starts to grow and they start to drool and it starts to mass on their lips and on their cheeks. I'm not trying to be disgusting here. That's just what you see. And that's probably what it is. Oh, but Willie Nelson comes out and Leon Bridges comes out and, you know, Beto skateboards down the hall and, you know, and he gets all the big money and he gets all the big coverage and he gets all this, you know, major publicity. And he's still going to lose. It really is probably the next best election comparison to Hillary versus Trump, where they build up Hillary. She can't lose. She's the hero. She's the cult. That's the same thing for Beto. And then he loses, and they're just going to be stunned. But just like I said, and then Katrina Pearson said, Beto, Willie Nelson, Leon Bridges, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama combined can't get an audience the quarter of the size of a Trump audience. Don't believe me? Wait till you see the Obama clips on the other side.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
All right, so President Trump was in Houston, Texas. And he had a rally where over 100,000 people RSVP'd. At least 50,000 people out on the streets. You saw the crowds, massive crowds, huge event, tailgate, party central. People camped out for 70 hours just to get in. That's what you have at a Trump rally. Amazing. Oh, and by the way, he has three of them a week. He'll be live tomorrow in Wisconsin.
And then he's got other rallies already on the map. He's going all the way through, probably to 2020, actually, is what I'm predicting is going to happen here. Maybe he takes a little bit of a rest after the midterms, but he'll pick it right back up on the way to 2020. But in comparison, let's show you some clips of Obama. Now, I'm going to go to the clip first, and we can analyze the rhetoric, which is nothing new, but I'm just going to play the clip so you can see it and hear it, and then let's make the comparisons together. So, I actually don't have these organized. So guys, just go ahead and roll Obama clip one.
We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States.
All right, no. Stop. Pause it. Not that one. That's another one where he's talking about the border. So let's actually, so leave that as clip 23, but that's Obama on border. So we'll get back to that. Apologies. Again, I just sent the crew this right before the show. So now the other three are from the ABC News ones I sent you. So, okay, now roll Obama in Nevada clip one.
Here's just one simple fact. This is a fact. This is not, unlike some, I actually try to state facts. I believe in facts. Right?
Then notice how they had cheer, because that's like their victory, is to just believe that Trump's a huge liar.
I believe in a fact-based reality. And a fact.
Really? Like the magic wand? Really? Like Benghazi's a conspiracy theory?
I don't believe in just making stuff up. I think you should, like, actually...
Like, you can keep your doctor? You can keep your health care?
So, here's what's true. They handed out $1.5 trillion in tax cuts.
Wow!
Aimed at billionaires and corporations.
Oh, because they pay them all. They pay 95% of the taxes.
You know what? It was not done for you.
No, it's a pie chart.
Trillion.
Yeah, Americans keeping our own money, building the economy. So yeah, you're right. The billionaires and big corporations are the ones that receive most of that tax cut. You know why? Because they pay 95% of the taxes. It's a basic pie chart. But guess what? When the money goes back into the economy, then everyone in the economy grows, as opposed to if the money goes into the government and then the government decides what grows and what doesn't grow, or where the money goes. Which never goes to you, the people. So that's clip one. Now let's roll Obama clip two.
The moment we're in, but here's the good news, Nevada.
Okay.
Right now we've got a chance to restore some sanity to our politics.
Some sanity, he says. Some sanity.
Right now we
as the left goes
the
insane.
Of power. Back to you, the American people.
Now this is incredible. You know
because
what?
Because ultimately there is only one real check on abuses of power. There's only one real check on bad policy, and that is you and your vote. You.
As they try to steal your voting power by giving it to illegal non-citizens.
You know, the great thing in Nevada, you don't have to wait 2 weeks.
All right, that's enough of this clip. But notice how he's in a venue that they have to cut the venue in half because the crowd is so pathetic. I'll get back to that. But let's roll the final Obama clip here. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just to respond to his rhetoric. I forgot we have to correct him here too. But this is just basic leftist logic. They say he says we're going to restore the balance of power. We're going to return the power of this country to you, the people. But wait, what is their actual policy? Expanding the government. Every Democrat policy is for more government power, more Democrat expansion. Every single one. You can't deny it. And so that's what they do. That's their policy. And then what does he say? We're going to give you the people power back. The whole crowd cheers. And then you ask them, hey, do you want more or less taxes? They say more taxes. So you want to give we the people the power by having the government tax you more and get more power, control of your health care, control of your education, control of everything. That's how you consider we the people getting power back. So that's the leftist logic. Again, total insanity. There is no common sense left. These are mentally deranged people. So let's now go to the final Obama clip five.
To say that this kind of politics, it's not actually conservative. It's radical. It's a vision that says we're going to protect our power no matter what.
Even no, if that's them. Look at what they did to Brett Kavanaugh.
We're going to divide the country.
And that's you. Look at how you lie.
Even though we know that's not actually going to help create jobs or put food on the table or pay the rent or make
sure. No, Trump has created jobs. He has increased wages.
A vision where the few people who can afford those high-priced lobbyists and unlimited campaign contributions, they set.
Oh, but that only is possible in capitalism with less taxes.
Or a balance on this kind of corrupt politics.
Corrupt politics from the most corrupt politician of them all.
To shield it from scrutiny and accountability.
And he knows it, too. And he's about to be exposed. He's up here dressed like some street bum.
He just goes along even when you get a sense that he knows it's not right.
This guy, what? Look at this.
But it's okay. He just goes.
Seriously, how big of a loser does this guy look like, honestly? That guy used to be a president of the United States. Pathetic. I mean, just look at that. I mean, you want to talk about accomplishments of President Trump. We don't have a chicken-necked Nelly nobody as a president. That guy, who is Barack Obama? He's a nothing. He's a nitwit. He's a nobody. But, okay, but now let's make the comparisons here. So, Obama, he's the most popular president ever. He was America's gift to the world. He won the Peace Prize. Everybody misses Obama so much. Oh, you know, that's what they tell you. And then Obama has a speech, and what happens? He goes to an event that holds 5,000 people, and they have to cut the venue in half because nobody shows up. See if you guys can actually get that screen grab of that moment when the camera zooms out and you can see the venue is cut in half. For people that want a visualization of what I'm talking about, it's like if you watch the Final Four for college basketball and they play it in a big football dome. And so the way the seating works, they don't want to put a basketball court in the middle of a football dome. So they cut the dome in half with a big curtain, and then the venue's basically cut in half and they can fit the court on half the floor. That's what they did for this Obama venue. So there's the small crowd, as you see from behind. It looks like maybe a couple hundred people, maybe 1,000 people there. They don't even pull out the full bleachers. Like, you know how high schools have the bleachers that unfurl and come out of the wall? They don't even do that. It looks like they have most of the bleachers still put into the wall. But guys, go look at it. I think it was in the second clip that I was playing. There's a minute there where they kind of zoom out and you can see the curtain cutting the venue in half. So here's Obama, the media darling. Everyone misses Obama. Everyone hates Trump. That's how they portray it in the media. Oh, but Trump has a rally and it's 100,000 people RSVP, 50,000 people minimum show up. And how about the energy levels? Where's the energy for Obama? Where's the people screaming and chanting and standing and having a blast and smiling and laughing and having fun? There's none of it. They sit the whole time. They're staring at their phones. Yeah, there it is right there. You can see the curtain on the right side. So there's an Obama speech that looks like, you know, that's like a high school basketball game. You know, it's like a high school basketball game on a Wednesday night, varsity basketball, gets maybe 1,000 people. I'd say maybe a couple thousand tops in that arena. But they cut it in half, see, because he can't even fill a high school gymnasium or a college rec gymnasium. And so they cut the venue in half, you see. But he's so popular and there's a blue wave coming, even though there's no energy, everyone is sitting, and you have to cut a venue in half for Obama. But Trump comes to town, the original venue, oh, sorry, not big enough. You're going to have to get a bigger venue. You're going to have to go play where the Houston Rockets play, you know, the big basketball team, the professional basketball team, one of the best teams in the league. Yeah, you're going to play where the Houston Rockets play because you're so popular. You're going to have more than 20,000 people there. And we're going to use the whole venue, and over 100,000 people RSVP'd. And by the way, they show up 72 hours early. They cheer for 10 straight hours that day. They chant, they stand, they smile, they laugh, high energy. Obama has an event, cut the venue in half, 1,000 people show up, low energy, nobody stands, nobody cheers, total joke, and then they tell you, the blue wave is inevitable. No, ladies and gentlemen, there is no blue wave. There's a red, white, and blue wave, and we're voting Republican.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, InfoWars is the most censored news organization in America, bar none. We've now had 18 different Twitter accounts suspended or totally blocked. Anything that Alex Jones does on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook gets blocked and banned. Alex Jones responded to the latest wave of censorship last night after the Trump rally. Here's Alex Jones.
President Trump really is bringing a revolution to this country of just returning Americana and trying to reinstate the things that made the country successful. And when the establishment figured out that InfoWars, in the president's own words, really pushed Trump over the top in 2016, they sought to demonize us and lie about us to then ban us on hundreds of different platforms, starting with the big four tech companies about 2 months ago. Now, we created a bunch of backup accounts just to stream live. And I came out here with Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, the rest of the crew, and even live feeds that I wasn't on, showing hundreds and hundreds of Trump supporters out of the thousands, really about one in five, wearing InfoWars.com t-shirts. Those are the videos they banned. Because they're afraid of Americana. They're afraid of this country's resurgence. They're afraid of people feeling like they have solidarity together and knowing that there's old people and young people and black people and white people and Hispanic folks and Asian people and everybody together who just wants Americana and free market and a truly open free society that America has tried to reach for. Doesn't mean we're perfect. And there are these globalist forces literally controlled by a Nazi collaborator like George Soros and Juncker of the EU who are seeking to stop that and to demonize Americana and to demonize the president and to demonize anybody who wants to have a good future for their children and their families. But today, we had, what is it, four accounts? Four accounts with live streams in live time killed. Then they went and killed our backup accounts so we couldn't even show people the motorcade driving by. And Trump just arrived. We're going to go cover the 50,000 people that couldn't get in. 100,000 tickets out there, only 20,000 to go in. They're estimating between 70 and 100,000. We're going to go show you this, but you'll only be able to see it at InfoWars.com on our own streams or at Real.Video because it's so censored that even people wearing InfoWars.com shirts in the third dimension are being blocked because they don't want you to know Americana is popular. We then said, where are the Antifa demonstrators? The police said, well, they're in an area over here. We come over, very sad folks. They all acted deranged. One guy kept saying he wanted to anally rape me over and over again and screaming KKK, trying to puff up this stupid Trump doll. And we're going to show you that footage. But that's what they banned. They cannot stand us showing you who their victims are, who their brainwashed slaves are. They cannot stand it. So in America, they want to ban InfoWars and ban anybody else I even talk to or even ban our listeners because they don't want us to understand we're the majority, we have common sense, and we're speaking out and promoting freedom. These are a bunch of bullies. These are a bunch of multinationals allied with communist China like Google and Apple helping the Chinese government not just censor but literally oppress and arrest and disappear their population. That's real. And the fact that the left would ally itself with communist China, and the fact that they've done all this is par for the course. They helped Stalin. They helped Lenin. They helped Hugo Chavez.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the full report from Alex Jones you can find at InfoWars.com. And, of course, what is the key? They don't want you to know you're having victory. They don't want you to know the American resurgence is real. They don't want you to know the revolution is on. They want to keep you asleep. They want to keep you unmotivated. They want to discourage you from getting involved. We are having victory. We are winning. The American Revolution is on. But like Tokyo Rose, the Democrats and the globalists in this country are acting like they're winning and America's been defeated when America is stronger than it's been in modern history, and they know it. Final hour of the War Room, and I'm about to be joined by Will Johnson, our West Coast correspondent doing great work.
over at his website, UniteAmericaFirst.com. But Will was at Politicon over the weekend, just being there as a member of the Free Press. He's got a ton of followers on social media. His videos get thousands and thousands of views, very popular. Obviously, he's done reports for us. So, I mean, you know, he's just there, and he's talking to people. And what happens to him? Well, he gets assaulted and kicked out of Politicon. And before we go to Will, I want you to see this video. And actually, first, let's bring Will in and then go to the video, just so Will can explain it a little bit to give it some context before we go. So, Will, you're just standing there, and you guys are talking politics. You're not even, like, engaged in a conversation, like, against somebody. You're just there with a couple of your friends talking politics, and then security came and kicked you out, and you got assaulted. So what happened here real quick before we go to the video?
Our story is that we were walking around. We walked up to the MSNBC exhibit, and they had a cup of Joe there, the big morning cup of Joe. And I said, wow, look, they have the liberal cups of tears. I can't believe it. So I got Ben Burkham, my wingman, and we're looking at it and we're talking about it. Well, some of the people came up to me and said that I can't be there because I guess because they didn't like I was calling the cup of liberal tears. And I said, why can't I be here? And they said, well, a line's going to form here. And I said, well, can I get in line? They didn't like that either. Well, as a result, after that, we went over to the side and I was talking to Michael Amanati. And he was, signing autographs for people. So I wanted to ask him a question. So I asked him, how does it feel to be a mob boss? Well, apparently they didn't like the fact that I asked him that question because they said I threw my microphone in his face, which was not the case. In the result, they asked us to leave the building because they didn't want us there. They didn't want us there asking questions if Mike Avenatti is a mob boss, what have you, et cetera, et cetera.
So you're not allowed to engage in free speech. You weren't violent. You weren't breaking any laws. You weren't aggressive. You were just talking, and you triggered the CNN, MSNBC liberal tears, and then you use the word mob, which they hate because it's accurate. So let's actually go to the video where Will Johnson gets assaulted, and then they kick them both out of Politicon.
What did you do?
We were having a conversation.
Just a conversation?
Yes.
With the MSNBC?
No, we were having it with ourselves, talking about how silly MSNBC was,
uh-huh.
And it hurt their feelings, and so they complained about us.
Uh-huh.
And so now they're trying to kick us out for that.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
Uh-huh. So the officer of the security...
Whoa.
And so Will is behind him, and someone comes up from behind.
I saw you pushing.
And knocks him down.
Whoa.
I'm not doing anything.
Look at this, assaulting a black man at Politicon.
What happened,
and
Will?
And then they kick him out.
What happened? That...
I'm not doing anything wrong. No one is going to touch you, sir.
I'm not doing...
They already did.
We need everybody to leave. The decision has been made.
No, you got to go.
Can
see?
This is...
First we knock you down, then we throw you out.
You do, but this is... So, but it's okay to assault? It's okay to assault somebody?
So there's Will. Look at how they brutalized him. Oh, the humanity.
So somebody just took Will down.
Look at... Oh, my gosh, the agony.
For nothing. So this is what's happening in America right now. So they just...
Look at this.
Somebody just assaulted Will, took him to the ground. Guys, this is shameful.
Look at the black man that
shameful.
They just assaulted. Can you believe the racism of these people at Politicon?
He's pushing me! He's touching me!
Hey, you guys need to relax.
Don't touch
me! Unbelievable.
Don't touch me!
And notice how nobody even cares that Will is on the ground in agony.
Hey, this is... Dude, this
oh,
is
now the security guard's removing that other guy.
This is really unfortunate.
Yes.
So
now wait until they kick him out because they do it on camera. It's amazing.
We're having a conversation, guys.
And notice everyone's ignoring Will. Will's on the ground, you know, in agony. But he, you know,
guys, this is crazy.
They just want to bring there. Hey, go get the wheelbarrow. Go get the gurney. We'll toss him out on one of those.
This is what freedom of speech has become in America. If you're a conservative out at an event that's supposed to be bringing liberals and conservatives together, you get assaulted, knocked to the ground. They just took Kareem out, guys. This is,
and then ignored.
This is crazy. This is crazy. For simply having a conversation.
And it's Politicon. Like, that's the whole point. That's like showing up to Comic-Con and you're Batman and Superman and you're like having a fake fight or something, laughing with one another, and they say, you guys gotta go. You're like, whoa, we're just joking. We're comic book characters pretending to fight like the movie. So, nope, you're out.
Exactly. I thought the whole point with Politicon was we could come together and have political views and have different political views and talk to each other without having to worry about Antifa coming down our back. Now, I'm not saying that the gentleman that hit me in the back was Antifa. He actually pushed me hard enough to where I lost my balance. I fell down. But I'm not saying he's Antifa. But just like Laura Loomer, she was there. They kicked her out for asking a question. You know, she asked a question of, what's her name? Melania?
Alyssa Milano, yes.
Yes, she asked a question about why is she supporting Linda Sarsour. Good question. They kicked her out of the area as well. I mean, so I thought my whole thing is I went to Politicon. I was excited about going to Politicon because I was sitting there thinking that we're going to be able to engage. We're going to be able to talk our different political views and not be harassed because our political views don't align with the left's. And that's exactly why they didn't want us there, because we were not saying what they wanted us to say. And the clip where I talked to Michael Avenatti, he really got irritated. My buddy Ben Burkham, he gave him the Red Tsunami Award of the Year for helping out bring light to the Democrat Party. He didn't like that at all. And that was the main reason why they wanted us to be removed, because they saw how he got triggered by us asking questions.
But again, it's like, isn't that the point of Politicon? Like, aren't you supposed to be having, and it's, to me, it's fun. Like, I like engaging in political discourse. It's challenging. Well, maybe not if you're engaged with a leftist, but it's, you know, that's the point, is to challenge each other, expand your mind, share ideas, talk about policy, talk about these issues. But then what happens, let's go to the end of the clip. And because I want to have this image out there. So, cause it's the perfect image of exactly what they're going on, where they kick out the individual that's filming and then shut the door behind him. Just watch this.
What are you doing, sir? What are you doing?
Appreciate it, sir.
Hang on. Excuse me. Excuse me. Look at this, guys. So is this, who made this decision? For simply, this is what happens in America now. If you're a conservative that wants to have a conversation.
Thank you, sir.
This is.
Have a good night.
Look at how, it's shameful, guys. It's shameful. It's the Gestapo.
And then they shut the door on him. They kick him out of the event. Unbelievable. I mean, so Will, did they even give you any real explanation for this?
No, not at all. I kept asking over and over, why are we having to leave? What did we do wrong? That was the question. What did we do wrong? And for some reason, they would not tell us because, you know, actually, we didn't do anything wrong. You know, like I said, we were supposed to be able to engage with people, have political different discussions without the violence, without anybody, you know, wanting to be attacked. But that's the whole point of Politicon. It's political. If we can't have the discussions there, where can we have them? Apparently, when it comes to the left, we can't have them anywhere.
Yeah, you can't have them on social media. You can't have them in the real world anymore. No. Or they, you know, kick you out.
Exactly. And if you're on social media and you're having political discussions that they don't like, they will ban you. They will kick you. They will remove you. They will kick you low. They don't care. And if you're not saying anything that they want you to say, you do not believe, they don't want you on your platform. You do not belong on their platform. They don't want you there. They want to remove you like you never even existed. It's like the same thing they did to InfoWars. I mean, there's no reason why they had to do that to InfoWars. InfoWars should be on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. There's no reason. They give no valid reason other than they didn't like something.
Well, no, exactly.
I mean, what happened to
our feelings? The perfect example of what happened yesterday, where we have 4 new Twitter accounts banned or suspended. There's no explanation. They don't send us an email. They don't tell us what terms of service we violated. They don't point to an instance or what we said or who it was or anything. They just say, oh, you're suspended, you're banned. But we all know why. We all know why we get banned. We know why Will Johnson gets kicked out of an event. We know why InfoWars gets banned. Because they hate free speech and they hate people that just love America, really. And that's what Trump represents. That's what we fight for, and that's why they're censoring us. These people sold out, folks. They sold America out, and now that America's back, they're scared to death that she might bite back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Will Johnson is our guest here. And we're going to go back to Will here in a moment. But Darren McBreen was actually tuned in here listening in the other studio and wanted to weigh in on something. Darren, what was on your mind?
Well, so there I was. I was enjoying a nice cup of liberal tears.
You can't say that.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the... Oh, my God. The Politicon security guard just came to Austin, Texas and assaulted Darren McBreen. Oh, my gosh. Darren McBreen is being removed from the facilities by the Politicon security right now. Oh, my gosh. Now that he's got help. Wow. Marcos Morales. Somebody stop Darren. What? Nobody's going to help Darren? Crazy. So the Politicon security has just removed Darren McBreen from the premises. Wow. Oh, my gosh, Will. Darren, are you? They're assaulting him and brutalizing him now. Look at the agony that McBreen is in. All right, we're going to have to. Wow. All right, we're going to have to find out if McBreen is going to make it. Tough to recover after witnessing that. Wow. Politicon security made its way to Austin, Texas and just took Darren McBreen out. Sorry we had to witness that, Will. But that's what happened to you. And it's all because you dare say anything bad about the almighty MSNBC.
Yeah, I think it was a lady named, I think they were calling her Kiki. She approached me and said that you shouldn't be putting your microphone like that in front of Michael Avenatti's face. And I asked her, how should I interview him? Yeah, there's another.
No. You got to point the microphone at Avenatti's butt because that's where he speaks out of. She actually makes sense. She was trying to help you, saying, whoa, sir, don't you know Michael Avenatti speaks out of his butt? You got to stick the microphone up his butt.
Yeah, well, I call him Michael Avenatti. So, and he went on, this in the clip, he went on to talk about how he's going to run against President Trump in 2020, and he's going to kick his donkey behind. He used the word ASS, of course. But anyways, she came to me and said, you put your microphone in his face. I said, no, I didn't. I said, so how should I interview him? She said, that's not how you interview people. And I guess you're right. I should have been putting it around his rear end, sticking it up his behind.
Well, but of course, the ridiculous notion of you like, oh, my gosh, how dare you try to get an interview with Avenatti? The guy, that's all the guy does. Like, does the guy even practice law? He just seems to go on TV all day.
No, he was excited to talk to us, even though I called him a mob boss. And I kept asking him, how does it feel to be a mob boss? You know, and when I first said it to him, he started laughing. I was laughing. But he didn't like it when he was presented with the Red Tsunami Award. He didn't like that. Because
oh, that's good. Like,
you know, he was presented with the Red Tsunami Award. I can't even say it. Tsunami Award for helping the Democrats show exactly who they are. And we just wanted to give that to him and say, look how wonderful this is. He is doing a wonderful job for the Democrats. And she approached him as well. And he got, you know what? He engaged with her. He didn't like anything she was saying. He didn't like anything we were saying, except for he was a little more aggressive with us, which was very interesting.
Well, and the funny thing is, like you said, the guy's a total media whore. I mean, the guy would do an interview with a raccoon if he thought he'd get on television. but then it's like, oh, yeah, well, how dare you have an interview with him? But it seems like what triggers him is when he's faced with the fact that he's actually hurting the Democrat Party. Because that's what Laura Loomer brought up with Kavanaugh. That's what you brought up with the red wave. It seems like that's the one that kind of gets under his skin is when you point out, dude, you're actually hurting the Democrat Party.
Well, you know, even the liberal media is talking about how he is at fault because of Kavanaugh. They're blaming him. They're not blaming themselves. They're not blaming Spartacus. They're not blaming Ford. They're blaming him for bringing in extra women that had nothing to do with it, trying to say that he's the reason that we lost this battle. No, they lost the battle because of the corruption that they're doing. And yes, now he owes, what, $4.85 million?
Yeah, and I love how in the Loomer clip, And you notice how in the Loomer clip he's bragging about, I've settled billions of dollars worth of cases. I've won billions. Like, I'm the big, tough, rich lawyer here. It's like, no, dude, actually people have looked into it. You're in debt.
Yeah, he's in complete debt. I think.
And by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Will, but guess what Alyssa Milano and Michael Avenatti have in common? They're both in debt. Go figure.
Really?
That's interesting. How do you think they became paid spokesmen and women for the Democrat Party?
you know, I guess, you know, you go out there and start speaking how much you hate America, how much you hate the president. They'll pay you for that. I mean, George Soros is paying people.
Heck, you start a GoFundMe.
Paying people. Yes. Bloomberg paying people. You know, how do we cash in on some of this?
Well, you just got to, you know, say how much you hate America, make up a sexual assault allegation against Trump, then say you've been victimized and marginalized and ignored, and then start the GoFundMe and become a millionaire. That's the ticket to success. That's the American dream.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But, you know, with all that said, Politicon came and went. For me, the biggest issue for America right now is this caravan that's headed to America. That is the biggest issue I think everyone in America should be paying attention to. And just like they want to shut us down from saying what we are opinions and trying to find out information about it, they're trying to shut down President Trump, trying to say that, no, there's no Islamic terrorists involved in this. No, there's no MS-13 involved in this. Anyone with a rational thinking would know for a fact that, you know, they're going to take advantage of this and try to send people there across that border. And I love your pieces right before you came on showing Obama trying to rally up the troops, where there's half the crowd in the auditorium and Trump, over 100,000 people and thousands of people outside. It's this red tsunami is real. And it's not just a red wave. It's a red tsunami. The Democrats see it coming and they hate it. That's why they want to shut down freedom of speech. They want to shut down everyone who has a different opinion than they do. They want to shut down black people, brown people, white people that do not speak like them and do not think like them and do not want to hate the president as they do.
Well, and the weird dynamic here is like, and I was talking about this earlier with Jacob Engels. It's like, if you're a straight white male, like you're their built to punching, like you're the built to punch back, like they like attacking you is like in their programming. But when they see a Will Johnson or a Jacob Engels where they say, oh my gosh, I thought gay people were supposed to hate Trump, or oh my gosh, I thought black people were supposed to hate Trump, it like it blows the circuitry in their propaganda wired brain, and they really seem to hate you and lash out at you for it.
Oh, I get so much hate mail, the hate responses, the death threats, it's on and on. And I'm not.
Hey, what about social media? Are you banned on social media? What's your current status there?
So right now, I'm not banned on social media. I've been I'm out of Facebook jail, I guess, 2 weeks now. So I'm
wow,
not
congrats.
In Facebook jail any longer. Yeah. So that's remained to be seen how long it's going to be, because they're just shutting people down left and right without any excuse, for no reason. Same way they did InfoWars, the same way they did multiple other pages just the other week. Because the midterm election, they don't like it. They don't like what we're saying. And they don't want people to pay attention to what the left is doing, the craziness.
And this is why they're activating their Democrat mobs right now to commit acts of violence and hate crimes, political hate crimes against conservatives. Because they know that the Democrat wave isn't happening. So what they're doing is they're building up this voter base to expect victory, so that then when they have to taste defeat, they get totally enraged. All right, Will Johnson, thank you so much for joining us. Website is uniteamericafirst.com, at Unite America First on Twitter. He's our West Coast correspondent. He'll be with us next weekend at the Walkaway March.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are censored social media-wide, because our information is game-changing, and intellectually, we defeat globalism and leftism in America. And so the people that are globalists and leftists that run these tech industries, well, they censor us because we defeat them in an intellectual battle. So they just figure to wipe us off the map. But what angers them is that InfoWarsStore.com exists, and that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. Nothing angers the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, the people that censor us at Apple, the people that censor us from China. Oh, how much would China love to see us get pulled from the internet? So, InfoWarsStore.com, if you want to hypothetically kick George Soros in the crotch, go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. Now, we make it easy. 50% super sale right now. That's not going to last probably past this week. 50% off every InfoWars Life product. So that's the supplements like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, The Real Red Pill, Bodies, Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, Super Blue Mouthwash, all of it 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping store wide. Free shipping store wide. In fact, I forgot to go get some lung cleanse. So maybe I'll go get some lung cleanse in the next break. Vitamin B12, Secret 12, Knockout, Sleep Aid, Brain Force Plus. Go read the 5-star reviews for yourself. Yes, there's the lung cleanse. I'm going to have to get... In fact, somebody just go find me some lung cleanse. I bet Dew has some on his desk. Just go steal Dew's. Somebody just go steal Dew's lung cleanse. I'm just going to commandeer that live on air is what I'm going to do. We're just going to pirate Dew's lung cleanse right on air just so I can finish off this segment without my voice going. So that's what the lung cleanse does for me. But your support at InfoWarsStore.com, folks, it really does make everything possible. I mean, it literally makes it all possible. It's really easy for, as you know, for anybody to shoot a video, upload it to YouTube, go live on Twitter, go live on Facebook. It's really easy, cost free. Well, we're not allowed to do that. We have to build huge studios. We have to hire huge crews. We have to pay for a bunch of bandwidth. We have to pay for an IT department to get the website running, to host everything. So we're not allowed to have the ease of access and the ease of communication on social media. So it literally cost us money just to get information to you. It literally cost us money. And then, but when you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, it's just fueling us. And we put the information out. So just like Alex Jones is not going to be deterred when he gets banned from all social media, I'm not going to be deterred when I get banned from all social media and I can't live stream. We're going to work harder. We're going to keep providing content. It'd be real easy for me to throw my hands in the air and say, oh, well, I'm totally banned. Did you get it?
I did it.
Wow.
I had to crawl through a whole
did you have
of
to...
leftists to get that.
Oh, my gosh. Me. The leftists were trying to steal the lung cleanse. Well, they're all, you know, they're all dirty. Hold on. Let me just... So just let me do this properly. So I like to exhale a couple times and then do a big, deep breath as I take it in. So I'm going to coach the back of your throat. It has a little bit of a numbing kind of cool effect too. That's nice. So this is mine now, Rob. You have successfully been Democrated. I've stolen your lung cleanse. I've stolen your property. I've stolen your prosperity for your lungs. Lung cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off free shipping store wide. And your support makes everything possible. It'd be really easy for me to throw my hands in the air and say, oh, I'm banned on Twitter from going live. So I'm just going to stop going to events. I'm not going to go to the walkaway march next week. I'm going to cancel my Planned Parenthood protest on November 10th. I'm just going to cancel everything because I'm banned on social media. So I'm just going to stop fighting. No, I fight harder. And by the way, I've got an exclusive that I'm going to be breaking probably this week. Depends on the availability of this guest. But, well, let's just say there is a certain, we'll say, group of people right now that are fighting to defund Planned Parenthood, but these are lawyers, these are legal activists that know how to play the legal games and the political games and to get the votes and everything, to get bills passed. Planned Parenthood, folks, I mean, their government funding is really genuinely under threat. And also, as I've got this story right here, Some parents outraged after drag queen speaks at school career day. A school district has apologized after hosting a drag queen as part of career day. Well, I got news for you, folks. There is litigation and legislation in the works right now to stop this nonsense from going on. And I'll just give you a bit of a briefing here. You can't have a Catholic prayer group or Bible study meet up at the local library to host an event to teach kids about God and Jesus. But you can have a drag queen story hour to teach kids about transsexualism. Uh-oh, guess what? No, you can't. And the lawsuits are coming. Mm-hmm. And the legislation is coming. And let me tell you, it's not just coming against all of these drag queen events that are being held on public property and at schools. They're also coming against Planned Parenthood, folks, that takes taxpayer dollars and funds the Democrat Party. Now, you may be able to continue to exist, Planned Parenthood, but I got news for you. We're coming after your taxpayer-funded dollars, and we're shutting you down. And if you think you can ban God from going into to libraries and people from doing Bible studies at schools and public schools and stuff like that, but you think you can sexualize children with transgender story times, the legislation and the legal action is coming, ladies and gentlemen. So that's good news. Then you have man traveling in illegal caravan confirms Trump's claim. Of course, there are criminals here. Do we have that video clip, guys? This was just handed to me. Anyway, it's just like you had the other guy in, which we do have the clip of. In fact, I can go to it right now. The guy says Trump is the Antichrist. Guys, let's quickly roll clip 15. Angry military-aged caravan migrant calls Trump an Antichrist.
Donald Trump is an Antichrist, this man says. If he doesn't repent, he's going to hell. We are not criminals. We are workers and fighters.
Yeah, I'm sure. So why don't you work and fight to fix your own country? No, you just come to ours illegally. So actually, you are a criminal. But let's just continue with that for a second. Let's go to clip 14. Here's Fox News reporting what, again, I reported last week, the truth about this migrant caravan.
So right now we're being told that about 1,000 people have applied for asylum here in Mexico, but about 80% of the people here are men under age 35. They're going to have to try to cross illegally, which of course is why the president says he might call up the military.
So as I reported last week, this is mostly military-aged men. Again, we hit the barbed wire so that other people can cover the story. And then they get across it and declare victory and we bleed out. But that's fine. We're the Dark Knight. That's our role. I'm not going to get upset about it. But if you want to know where the blue wave is, if you want to look for the blue wave, you've been searching for it, you can't find it, simply look to the southern border at the migrant caravan coming. That's the blue wave, ladies and gentlemen. That's the blue wave. A, it's not enough. B, Trump's going to send the military and stop it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room here today, but I will be back in studio 8 to 10 p.m. Central tonight. Part of our extended band midterm election coverage live at Infowars.com/show. Again, tonight, 8 p.m. Central to 10 p.m. Central. We're doing this weeknights. It's the 2018 midterm special election coverage that is banned on social media. So Infowars.com/show is the only place. Unless your local radio stations or television stations are picking it up. All right. The blue wave is in Mexico right now. They're labeling it a migrant caravan. It's coming to the border. And Obama actually talked about this a couple of years ago. The guy is actually, he's amazing. He can see into the future. So this is a clip from not Obama's low energy speech in Nevada yesterday, where he referenced himself 92 times, typical for Obama. Obama loves to talk about himself. Obama loves him some him. But this was Obama about 10 years ago because he's such a genius. Listen to the genius of Barack Obama. See, he knew this migrant caravan was coming. And so let's go back in time here. So President Barack Obama, what should we do about this migrant caravan coming to the southern border?
We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law. And they are showing disregard for those who are following the law.
Oh.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
You know what? Did you guys hear that? I'm not getting it. I'm not understanding this. Barack Obama, there is a huge migrant caravan coming to the border. Tens of thousands of these people, and they're rushing to our southern border, and they want to be let in. I mean, Senator Obama, what should we do about this?
Are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
Oh, this racist. Oh, the racism of Obama. Oh, he's anti-immigration. He hates Mexicans. Oh, no. I mean, but here's the thing. I could play the Chuck Schumer clips. You can play the Bill Clinton clips. You can play the Hillary Clinton clips. I mean, they all said it. And doesn't that just show you how phony these Democrats really are and how, I mean, again, you know, I hate to be insulting, but how stupid their voter base really is. They don't have a frickin' clue. Think about the hubris you must have as a Democrat to know you can literally say anything and your voter base is so stupid that they'll never hold you to it. Never. And they'll even forget it the next day. And so then I go and I ask, why do you support Beto O'Rourke? And what do? They run away. I'm going to air that footage later tonight when I come back to host. So that's unbelievable. And I'll be taking your calls too. Let me just get through the rest of this news. Let me just go and just pick it up and read it and move on. From San Francisco Gate, Pence leaves open the possibility of nuclear weapons in space. Let me just tell you, folks, Trump created the Space Force not because he wanted to create a Space Force, but because he's basically loosening up the wraps on the Space Force to get ready for full reveal. Space wars are already going on. You can go online and look at these hugely popular paranormal alien channels. People have caught satellites being blown up. They've caught spacecraft literally engaged in fights. And you know, they think it's aliens because, you know, we're not told that we have this spacecraft. Folks, it's already going on. They're softening the blow. It's all going to come out. It might not come out next year. It might not come out 5 years from now, maybe 10, maybe 20. But this is just the unraveling of the what's been going on in space for a long time. And, Trump creating the Space Force, Pence talking about nuclear weapons in space. This is not just a coincidence, folks. And this isn't like something new that's coming. It's been there. American University will host a safe space Tuesday evening as a refuge away from a lecture on due process in the era of Me Too. So America University is having a lecture to talk about due process during the Me Too phenomenon, which is all AstroTurf, all fake. Just another leftist collusion narrative where the social media companies working with Soros, working with Democrats, do it all for a political agenda. And so AU says, all right, let's just have a lecture on this and we'll have a discussion. It'll be good. Students will like it. It'll be good. And then they say, oh, my gosh, I can't handle it. I can't handle free speech. I need a safe space. And so they give them a safe space. Jeez, man. A safe space? What is wrong with these people, man? Like, I mean, I used to go to parties and I used to host parties in college. Like, if you can't handle a lecture, like, how can you even handle college? I mean, you've heard about some of the stuff that, I mean, people go to college, you see some stuff, man. And these people are like, there's a lecture on due process? I need a safe space. Oh, but I bet you can go to some college party where people are bonging beers, doing all kinds of drugs, falling off of rooftops and staircases and people passed out on the stairs and vomiting all over the bathroom. You know, you don't need a safe space from that, but a lecture. Oh, I need a safe space. It gets worse. From WBALTV.com, school cancels production of Aladdin Jr. for complaints of stereotyping Arab culture. So now what, they're going to ban Aladdin? You can't watch Aladdin, a Disney classic? I loved Aladdin growing up as a kid. It was fun. It was cool. I never thought, ooh, look at these Arab stereotypes. It's like you go to a Dallas Cowboys game and you say, oh my gosh, look at all the people wearing Cowboys uniforms and Cowboys hats. And someone says, hey, don't stereotype a Cowboy game. Don't stereotype Cowboy fans. No, it's a Cowboy game. They wear Cowboy apparel. It's not stereotyping. It's like, yeah, this is the plot of the movie is set in an Arab country, and that's what they wore, and that was their fashion, and that's what the towns looked like. And they say, oh, don't culturally appropriate and stereotype Arab people. It's a freaking Disney cartoon. What, I mean, these people are insane. Did you even know Alec Baldwin had a TV show? Neither did I. Alec Baldwin talk shows low ratings sink more with Kim Kardashian hour drops by 80,000 viewers from last week. So Alec Baldwin's television show is a total failure that even bringing on Kim Kardashian doesn't help. You know, I would normally use this time to insult Kim Kardashian, but I'm going to pass on that today. I don't know. Maybe I should take a crew vote. Should I insult Kim K? Or should I just let her off the hook on this one? What do you guys think? All right. The females say, leave her alone. So that's fine. I was just saying, if she wanted to increase Baldwin's rating, she would have gotten naked and you know what. Anyway, this from CNN. You can cut your cancer risk by eating organic, a new study says. Wow. Eating organic and taking care of your body, it means you're going to be healthier? I mean, wow. I had no idea. Oh, by the way. Sorry, this is CNN. It's trash. I need to take out the trash. By the way, there is a boil order right now for Austin, Texas. All of this flooding. So they think there's tapeworms and other stuff in the water. So there's a boil order in Austin. So what do you do if you're in Austin and you don't have a water filter? Boy, you wish you bought that water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. And right now with free shipping, you can save a lot of money on the water filter, folks. So don't wait until there's a boil order because the water's contaminated in your town. Get a water filter now from InfoWarsStore.com. Boy, am I glad that I've got two water filters from InfoWarsStore.com fully loaded, ready to go. Because guess what? I'm not going to drink the contaminated water. I don't even want to run the contaminated water through my water filter. Now, I could, and it'd be perfectly safe. That's what the studies have proven with these water filters, but that's where it's at. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to read the headline because it's gross, but the study is on Wired.com. It turns out 9 in 10 people tested in this study have microplastics in their body. So we've all got plastic in us. That's great. All right, I've got some other news here. The Gosnell movie, which is an anti-abortion movie, is being banned from movie theaters. Very powerful movie. I'm going to go see it. Museum of the Bible in D.C. removes items billed as Dead Sea Scrolls after experts find them not authentic. Something to be said about that. I'll get into more of that tonight at 8 p.m. In the meantime, you stay classy, Info Warriors.